The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Major push to bring back COVID mandates. They won't stop. They haven't given up. And so I have to cover it again. Because the more we cover it, the more likely they will not be able to pull it off. The more people are aware that they're trying to bring this back, the more people will say, screw you, and not comply. They want a population of slaves, but all we have to do is not comply. Now, there are massive liberal states where, who knows, their populations like want to be slaves. Like New York City, it seems like the vast majority of people who live in New York City want to be a slave. So they might be able to pull this kind of stuff off yet again in places like that. I would hope not, but it's very possible. But this push, we knew they didn't ever really want to give it up. And it's so funny when you really think back when they said, we're only going to shut down and do these things for 2 weeks. That's all we need to flatten the curve. Remember that? And we knew right away, at least I was on the radio right away saying, this is a flat out lie. If you let them do this, they will not let go of this power ever unless we pry it from their hands. And that is what we had to do in order to get our freedoms back. We had to pry it from their hands. Once they grasped that power, I knew they weren't going to let it go unless we forced them. And we did eventually force them. It was very hard for them to keep it up eventually. But they made it all the way up to 95% of people complying. I could not believe they got it that high, but they did. I used to count the percentage of people complying because once we got over 80% and it was still going up, I was telling my family and my kids, I was saying, if we can get 20 to 30% not to comply in these stores, then others will start following. So I would check the percentages of people and see how many people actually walked around the store not complying, not wearing the mask. And it was 5%. 95% of the people had masks. And sometimes it might not have been even 5%. There were times where it was just me and my family and we didn't see anybody else. And there was other times where it was just me and my family and we would see like one other person and we would point at them across the way. Hey. And they knew, and because they knew they were doing the exact same thing. They were trying to be leaders. They were trying to show these people, look, I'm walking around the store without the mask. Would you get the courage to just rip the stinking thing off? And so, yes, it's a lot of power. Remember, it was a way for them to see who will comply in the future when they do tyrannical things and who will not. How many people are really willing to stand up for their rights and how many people are not? That's what they were calculating. What's interesting is if they bring this back, it would be kind of the opposite, or at least for me and for you. Because now, if they were to bring it back, we would be calculating and looking at how many people are liberal slaves and how many people are not slaves to the Democrat Party. And that's how I would be looking at it. Anyone who's walking around with a mask is a slave, and anyone who is not walking around with a mask is not a slave. So that's the way I would view it if they try to bring it back. And I do believe we can get 20 to 30% to never comply. And if that's the case, then they will never have success. And folks, you know me. If I really believed they would have success, I tell you, when you don't want to hear it and say, they're going to get away with this, they're going to do it. I tell you that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, they're not going to be able to do it, only in certain areas, super liberal areas, possibly. But overall, we should be able to stop this, especially with this heads up. This is why I'm doing another show. The more heads up, the more likely we stop them. In fact, the more heads up, the more likely they don't go through with pushing it as much because, oh man, they're already calling us out. We're already having to try to censor them calling us out. And then if we act upon it, so it makes them hesitant. So I'm doing this show as a preemptive strike yet again, and I might have to do another. And I'll keep doing it if I have to. But I want you to know, this isn't us making it up. They clearly want to bring this power back. And Charlie Kirk of the Charlie Kirk Show had a great montage. I want you to see his montage. It's fantastic, showing you their big push. They're pushing to bring back these COVID mandates.
And Biden declared COVID over last year, but the media is begging for a comeback tour.
COVID is making a comeback this summer, so many of us would like to leave it in the past, but cases are once again on the rise.
Coronavirus cases on the rise.
Cases of COVID are once again on the rise. According to the CDC, they've gone up 4 weeks in a row.
I think a lot of people think, oh, we were in this bunker during the pandemic. Yes. It's going to go away when I come out. And unfortunately, it is still there. So just because you think you're done with COVID doesn't mean that virus is not still circulating.
All right, hold on. I'm going to give you more. There's way more to this montage. Clearly, they're just weaponizing the cold and flu season that happens every single year. So yes, every fall, there's going to be a rise in people getting what they call COVID, which is called a cold or the flu. One or the other. It's called the cold and flu season, and there will be a rise in sickness because that's called normal and happens every single year and has happened every single year in my entire life since the day I was born. That has been true. They know that too, but they hope the people watching them are so dumb, they don't know. Well, it's just cold and flu season. And they're just going to call anything COVID because COVID's the magic word to make you afraid. They've always tried to make you afraid of the flu and make you get flu shots as a scam to make money. But it never worked. But COVID has. And so now they want annual COVID flu shots to make money forevermore. That's what the pharmaceutical companies want. The media, they go along with the liberal agendas. Well, the pharmaceutical companies advertise like crazy on there. So they're going to get behind them. But anyways, there's all sorts of different motivations besides the fact that it's a bioweapon and helps depopulate. But always remember this fact. It's true about the flu shot, too. Remember, the flu shot is a 100% scam. You cannot inject your blood to protect yourself from an airborne virus. Your blood is in a total different immune system than your respiratory and digestive tract. So injecting yourself in your blood gives you 0% protection from an airborne virus. You can inject yourself in your blood 30 times in a row with your COVID shot, and then you come across a cold or flu that hits you in your lungs, and it's going to hit your lungs, and you're still going to get sick. Because even though the lungs do have some blood, it really does not much cross over. Injecting yourself into the blood system is going to protect your organs. Severe disease is a lot of times what you do is why when you're going into the blood system. An airborne virus, they can't cure, they can't stop, they've never been able to. Remember how they've always said they can't cure the common cold? What is the common cold? A coronavirus. They can't cure the common cold because your respiratory tract and digestive system are a different immune system, and they cannot protect your lungs from that airborne virus. No matter how hard they have tried, they have yet to come up with something that actually works. They've tried the inhaling stuff to inhale over your, and coat your lungs. Doesn't work. Okay, back to the montage of the media trying to set the stage and prepare people for their mandates that they want to bring about. But if you don't go along with this, they'll never be able to bring it about.
Letting our guard down how?
Well, we're not masking as much, for example, in public transportation. So on the plane,
I'm not
on
masking
the subway.
Anymore. Should we? Should we?
Well, if you're in a crowded indoor right. public space, you mm-hmm. might want to in certain situations, particularly as we go into the fall winter season.
There's also a new variant, Eris. What can you tell us about that? And then do we have a booster that we'll have now to help protect us against it?
So Eris is a new variant. It is very closely related to XBB, which is the variant, the most recent variant. The vaccines that are coming out this fall are fine-tuned for XBB and will provide good protection against Eris.
And the vaccines
well.
And the boosters are still crucial and key, aren't they?
Still. Well, especially if you're in one of those high-risk groups. So people over 75, especially, but the elderly in general, pregnant women, people who are immunocompromised, people who live in nursing homes.
You know, that was just pure evil. She said pregnant women, when they know that the COVID vaccine is the most dangerous thing to a pregnant woman ever created by mankind. This woman's pure evil. And the COVID shot does not protect elderly. I even heard a conservative, I think it was the Florida Surgeon General or something, saying how young people shouldn't be getting vaccinated, all this stuff. He said, unless you're high risk. And this was a conservative. I said, what do you mean, unless you're high risk? No, it doesn't help you if you're high risk either. It's a scam. You cannot inject your blood for an airborne virus. The old person can still get sick in the nursing home and still die regardless of the shot. It is giving them zero protection, none whatsoever. It is only harming them. It is only harming their immune system. It is telling them to make spike proteins, and it is messing with their genes. It does not help. And she also will push for children, knowing that children are at zero risk of any danger from COVID, yet the vaccine gives a massive risk of myocarditis. So what she wants you to do is inject your child and harm their heart so that they don't get a cold that has no danger to them.
What about the kids?
And kids, a lot of kids haven't even gotten their first round of vaccination. So kids and infants really need to get their first round to protect them ahead of the fall and winter.
The CDC announced a highly mutated strain of COVID has just shown up in Michigan, BA2.86. How concerned does the public need to be?
Well, right now, I've talked to a number of virologists who are usually pretty staid, and they're pretty concerned about this.
And in a sign of what could be ahead, COVID has been found in a rising number of wastewater samples. The virus is usually detected in wastewater up to a week before people start actually testing positive.
And social distance. Public health experts in Seattle are calling for a return to mask mandates in all healthcare facilities. And in California, major Hollywood studio Lionsgate is once again demanding COVID tests and masks in their offices. This is the Biden administration is urging Americans to get another COVID booster shot before the fall.
There is a booster shot that I know Pfizer has talked about. When do we expect it, and does it protect against these variants?
Right. So by the time these are out in September, consumers will know how well it covers that new variant. We'll also probably know whether or not it's spreading.
And Moderna has one, and perhaps
and Pfizer and Novavax as well.
So until the new COVID booster comes, get prepared. Stock up on at-home tests. They do cover that new strain. Keep a mask handy in case you're in a crowded place. And most of all, get your shots, COVID, flu, and RSV, all by Halloween to give yourself your best chance of staying healthy.
A reminder that COVID never went away.
Mm-hmm. Right. Folks, here's one good thing. None of you are listening to these morons. The only people that are listening to these morons are far out wacko liberals. So if these wacko liberals by now don't adhere to the truth about the COVID vaccine, we've warned them, even though they hate our guts, we've tried to save their lives. At this point, let those liberals go get it. That media is killing their own audience, killing them, literally killing them by recommending this kind of crap. Recommending a poisonous shot, telling pregnant women to get it, killing their own liberals' babies. That's what they're doing. We're not going to get it. And if they really thought that the vaccine was good, I'm talking about the government officials and the globalists who are behind it. why did they want to so badly ensure they got to get the Trump supporters to take it? Trump supporters have to take it. If they really thought that not taking the vaccine would endanger Trump supporters' lives, they would have encouraged us not to get the vaccine. They would have said, look at those stupid Trump supporters. They're not getting the vaccine. What morons. Let them not get the vaccine. That's not what they did. The top ones who knew that it was a bioweapon flipped out and was like, it's only our stupid people that are getting it. We've got to mandate this. We got to get employers to force these people to take the shot. And that's how you're going to get the Trump supporters. Or else it's just going to be our people proving that it is a bioweapon. That proves it. Folks, you know for sure, if it was actually good and really did protect them, and all the Trump supporters are saying, I ain't getting it, they would have said, good, don't get it. But when Trump supporters wouldn't get it, it flipped them out. The whole point was to get as many Trump supporters as possible. They have to sucker their own people in order to do that, is the way they're thinking. Well, we're going to have to let our own people get killed by it, too. Well, hopefully we get as many Trump people as we can. That's not a joke. That's reality. So understand, why is it so important to liberals that we conservatives get vaccinated? You hate our guts. You should be laughing at us and saying, yeah, don't get vaccinated. Be unvaccinated. Yeah, don't wear masks. You're going to die because you're not wearing a mask and you're not being 6 feet apart. Do it. That's what you should be saying to us. Maybe it's because you know you've been tricked and fooled and you're the fool. And the only thing that makes you feel better is, well, if I'm going down, I want to make sure you go down too. And I think that's a lot of people's attitude, sadly. Dr. Naomi Wolf weighed in on this. This whole push to bring it all back. Take a listen.
So we've had a couple of seasons of living as free people, able to make our own decisions about what goes on our faces, which is a pretty intimate choice to make. And I don't need to remind this audience that masks have been proven, except for N95 masks, masks have been proven to not protect you from COVID and from other infections. And some of the things that do protect you, like ventilation, are really not discussed because that's not the point. So you really need to think about masking and the reintroduction of masking, because this drip in the news should be really familiar to us by now. It's now created by AI, right? It's first one little story about one little university. Now, you know, yesterday there were maybe five stories about five different businesses and institutions. Now there's whole states, you know, and 10 stories in legacy media. So that's not human editors and publishers at CNN or NPR thinking, gee, we really need to write a story about masks because some objective change in the actual lived environment, which is how journalism used to work. It's really AI, and it's AI handed down from beyond these individual human editors and publishers, because
I want to pause it there. She's saying it's AI. What I think she means, because I don't fully agree with her in this aspect, AI is what promotes these stories and why you'll see them pop up other than other stories. But the AP, the Associated Press, and Reuters writes up these stories, and every single news organization, every single one, CNN distributes their own stuff too, but they also use Reuters. And so when you see them push it out, your local news is going to push out these mask stories and stuff because they're all using the same national services. There's only a handful, and they're all liberal. And all it takes is globalists running the AP, Reuters, and CNN's news distributor, and now the Murdochs, Fox News. You just have those just distribute your agenda out in one day, boom. And every local news will pick it up because the local news is constantly needing to fill. They don't do all local stories. they'll do some local stories, and then they have to fill some of their time with some national spots, and they take it from Reuters or the AP or whoever is Fox News or CNN. It's usually those big four. And so that's all it takes, and that's why it spreads. But the AI helps keep it so that that's what you see. All right, more from Dr. Naomi Wolf.
As we saw with all of the pandemic messaging, COVID lockdowns, vaccine mandates, the message is the same in 182 languages simultaneously around the world. And that's what you're seeing with this reintroduction of this variant of concern narrative, the variant Eris, other variants that are being covered in these news outlets. They're happening around the world in identical language. So I just want people to note that, because that's a psychological warfare technique now. I mean, it's kind of a drumbeat of propaganda, a music of propaganda that isn't even human now. It's meant to play on your anxieties and to get you to bypass that prefrontal cortex where your reasoning is, your volition, your discernment, and go right to that reptile brain of survival instinct, flight or fight, which leads you to make dumb decisions or to bow to authoritarians. So the other thing I want to mention about the drumbeat of now it's masking here, now it's masking in Hollywood, now it's masking at the historically black colleges, now Rutgers is reintroducing a vaccine mandate, now, you know, and the phrasing, right, CNN, NPR, is it time to put masks back on? Should we worry about COVID? What I call the totalitarian we, right? In a free society, you worry about your face and your breathing and your health. I'll worry about my face and my breathing and my health.
Yes, exactly. Why isn't their attitude, we don't care what Trump supporters do. If they do things that are risky to their own health, then that's up to them. Because that's our attitude towards the left. We don't care what you do. You want to be stupid and do stupid stuff. Just leave us alone. But you can't. The left, on the left, they have to make you comply with the way they think. You know why? Because they know that they're wrong and they're inferior and they live in sin and they need justification for their evil ways. And anyone who does not do or tolerate or accept what they're doing, it flips them out. We don't care if they accept what we're doing because we know we're right. They can't stand that we don't accept what they're doing because they know they're wrong. But if the majority of society accepts it, then they feel better about themselves. They know abortion kills babies, but if 80% of the people go out and get an abortion, they feel better about it. Well, hey, but 80% of the people do it, so even though it's wrong. That's how the left works. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
Sophia paused before the door. It read, Department of Bi-Digital Convergence. Just inside was a new world, a better world, the one of everlasting life, of no pain, of no loss, of no problem. She entered the chamber and her surroundings changed. She saw around her an infinite field of waving golden grain surmounted by cloudless blue sky. The AI voice whispered gently in her mind, Welcome to the singularity. She couldn't see it and couldn't feel it, but her body had almost instantly been covered by a swarm of tiny gray multi-legged bots that melted through her clothes and into her skin. Not perceiving the nightmare, her eyes had already been consumed and the rest of her body was dissolving as the bots digested her flesh. She felt only a warmth suffusing her being. Drowsy, she drifted to sleep, and her last thought was one of panic. Would she ever wake? Could a nightmare vision like this be an outcome of the much-hyped transhumanist technological singularity? Enter the world of the future as illuminated by the experience of the past in Endgame, the new book by Dennis Barrett, the publisher of The New American Magazine, and find out how the disastrous COVID pandemic response fits with the technocratic elite's thirst to create a transhumanist utopia. Get Endgame from shopjbs.org with free shipping with code ENDSHIP, ENDSHIP. Or get Endgame and the Great Reset Collector's Issue of the New American Magazine and get free shipping plus an additional 20% off both with code N20, END20.